BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus, part 2. Those in Corinth who put their faith in Jesus were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God. Verse 11. What did Apostle Paul mean by washed, sanctified, and justified? The original Greek word for washed is apolouo, meaning washed away, not ablution. Ablution is a washing or cleansing of the body as part of a religious purification rite. Mark chapter 7, verse 3 and 8, and Hebrews 9, verse 10. Ablution is a general term for the ritual washing of the body or objects for purification, while baptism is a specific one-time Christian sacrament signifying spiritual rebirth and cleansing for sin. While both involve water, ablution is often repeated, whereas baptism is a singular act that symbolizes a transformation inner action. Acts chapter 22, verse 16, Ephesians 5, 26, and Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 states, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water." The original Greek word for sanctification is hagazio. I think I did that right. Meaning make holy and separate, contrasting with the profane. Thus, God separates his people, dedicating them to him and his use through Jesus. In chapter 1, verse 2, we see that. And in Romans 15, 16, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. The moral implications are stunning. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 12 through 16 read, "And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." The original Greek word for justified is dekalo, meaning brought into an unmerited right relationship with God. Simply put, it is just as if I had never sinned. Paul wrote in chapter 1, verse 30, "It is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption." The common fact is that my status in Christ Jesus is all because of God. I did not deserve it, but he did it anyway.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.